Now, here's a specter with an origin story as unbelievable as her obituary. The Walsh Mansion was built by Thomas J. Walsh, a humble Irish immigrant who moved to America and made a small fortune as a carpenter, miner, and hotel manager. However, Walsh lost his entire fortune in the Panic of 1893. He moved his family to Yuri, Colorado, where he bought the Camp Bird Mine and discovered a massive vein of gold and silver. Walsh and his family had struck it rich again, so the family moved to Washington, D.C. and built the city's most expensive house, the Walsh Mansion. 60 rooms, a theater, a ballroom, a grand staircase, and $2 million worth of furnishings. Walsh's daughter Evelyn was the heiress to the massive fortune. She married Ned McLean, the heir to the Washington Post. After her father died, Ned bought Evelyn the legendary Hope Diamond, a gem that still lives in infamy as the cursed stone that killed Marie Antoinette. Evelyn did not heed the gem's infamous history, however, as she wore it often and even let her dog don it. Tragedy started to befall Evelyn, starting with the death of her mother-in-law, followed by her son's death, her husband's infidelity, and eventual madness, the death of her daughter, and the eventual sale of the Washington Post. By the time of Evelyn's death, the Walsh Mansion had to be sold to the government of Indonesia. Today it serves as the country's embassy. But Evelyn is still known to haunt the halls, descending the staircase in search of her Hope Diamond. Your search for DC's most haunted places continues at another home housing multiple phantoms from a world beyond, the Old Stone House. Proceed to 3051 M Street Northwest at your own risk.